Listening 23. Tattoo Man. The other day I saw a brilliant film called The Foreigner. It was about a man who invited this foreign man to live with him after finding him asleep in a park. Seeing he was cold and had no place to live, he decided to help him. The man took him home and lit a big fire.
"Thank you," the foreigner said again and again. "I'll remember this forever. I'll never forget that you are a kind man. I tell you from the heart, you are a kind, generous man."
While the foreigner slept on the sofa, the man looked at him and saw many different tattoos of animals. There was a fox on the back of his hand, a lion on his arm, and a bird on his neck. The man loved animals because he grew up on a farm with pigs and cows and lots of pets. The foreigner woke up suddenly.
"You're looking at me."
"Yes, it's your tattoos. They're incredible. The fox, the lion, and the bird, they almost look like they're alive." The foreigner smiled and closed his eyes. Bright orange lights started to fill the room, and the man heard a strange noise. Suddenly, the tattoo of the bird started to move and then open its eyes and fly off the man's neck and around the room. Then the fox jumped off the man's arm and then the lion. The three animals danced and flew around the room in a circle, following the orange lights. Then the fox jumped off the man's arm and then the lion. The three animals danced and flew around the room in a circle, following the orange lights. The circle became smaller and smaller and smaller until suddenly the orange lights stopped. Then the animals jumped at the man and he fell over. He fainted and fell on the floor. When the man woke up, the foreigner was gone. The man looked down at his arm and shouted,
"Oh my God!"
On his hand, his arm and his neck, he had the tattoos of the foreigner, the fox, the lion, and the bird.